Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom masters find alert whom he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had come at what hour the thief had known how the thief was coming, he would not have let this house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming of an expected hour." This is the gospel of our Lord. Be seated. May grace and peace be yours in abundance. Amen. Many of life's events need us to be ready for life's challenges. Being a father to my two children is a lifelong journey. The birth of a child is only the beginning of a lifetime as a parent for anyone. And I think that being a father of two is the most difficult job that I will ever have, but the most blessed as well. May the challenge be through them instead of the difficulty. But I should add that the addition to the challenge is definitely that it is the most rewarding. It is the most rewarding thing that I will ever do. Before I became a father, I had some theories about raising children. Now I have two children. I don't have any theories anymore. My role as a parent started at a time when I was much younger. Realizing that I would be a father to a newborn child can be overwhelming, very overwhelming. But it can be especially overwhelming to anyone who isn't prepared to be that kind of person. Much of who we are as people and the kind of parent we have started when we were a child. Yes, when we were a child. Every child looks up to a person who they call their parent, who represents safety, love, caring, and the person who gave them life. As the child grows, they start to resemble the person who gives them life and love. As they grow, they use their life experience that they received as a child to try to copy them. As a father, one thing I learned very early was to prepare myself for the responsibilities of being a parent so I could anticipate what I might be involved with. I probably didn't that well. Showing love to a child is only a tip of the iceberg of being a parent. In many ways, maturing as a parent resembles the growth and maturing that a Christian makes as the faith matures and grows. Readiness by a Christian is part of the growth of a person who believes in Christ. As a Christian, our lives can be constantly filled with getting ready. It can be learning how to use our faith in difficult moments, or it can be ready to help a friend who's trying to find Christ in her life every day. The maturing of our faith can be how we use the idea of getting ready to confront life's challenges. In doing some research to explore the central message of our scripture, can you hear me back there with the trucks? I found something very interesting between being ready and being prepared. You may not think there is, but there is. Being ready or being prepared with our faith is a constant struggle. Being ready is more emotional ready than being prepared. Being prepared means that you have done work and you are at the point of where no research or advice might turn you in a different direction. This seems to limit the differences between being prepared and being ready. You could spend years, even decades, wanting to be ready, and you should not be moving and be exactly in the same place you were years before. You just have to find the courage to jump into action and trust the faith you have in God, to trust your faith as you live each day. The first thing that comes to mind of being ready is the Boy Scout motto, which is to be prepared. I was never a Boy Scout, but I always respected their motto. Some people struggle for a long time to be ready, to put their faith in God. Do you know someone who is troubled acknowledging their faith in God? That's fine, because God will always be there when they're ready to receive it. Trusting your faith readiness is an important step in coming closer to God. Even St. Peter had issues with how deep his faith really was. Sometimes he even had problems in showing his faith. With all the faith he'd showed in Jesus' teachings, he could be very rough around the edges, like when he denied Christ 3 times, or he tried to walk on water, but then he started to drown. But in Matthew 16, St. Peter is very clear on who Jesus thought he was. And a year had passed, and seeing Jesus' ministry in action of his unquestionable love to everyone, this was St. Peter's bold proclamation, known as his leap of faith. Jesus had disciples together when he asked them, "But who do the people say that I am?" St. Peter immediately responded and said, he had prepared this for this question for a long time, as he had shown by his actions. He responded immediately to Jesus' question. He said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus knew St. Peter's preparation and what a good lawyerman might have said. He responded to Peter by saying, "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has." Jesus then told Peter that he will lead his new church that Jesus had started. Increase your faith readiness by coming closer to God, helping your relationship with God each day, so you can live each day and God be sitting on your right hand to give you strength to do whatever you have to do. Amen.